in the absence of sufficient information. For example, the conscious, though compulsive construction of a false reality by the few in the service of their compulsions, or that our bodies tell the truth while the system lies, or the function addiction actually has in our lives, or the damage done by the routinized abandonment of our children, and the destruction of the self in not knowing we must learn from our children and each other, unmediated by the system. In the absence of sufficient information, of a clear picture, the right story, we compromise our love, we equivocate with our body's knowledge, we forfeit our souls, following ghosts. To know that we are faced with conscious, determined, unequivocal actors who have amassed tremendous resources to suppress us and who desperately want to be free of us, of all dependence, all quote-unquote weakness, is all determinative of our response, our strategic response, and hopefully should light some fires under us once we discuss it and get certain about this. So Alice makes a mighty contribution to our needed strategic reply to the systematized abuse of our lives in explaining the psychological dynamics at play, not the least of which is that these damaged, brutalized, manipulated children of abandonment made into tools for the realization of sterile concepts of a mission pounded into them by fathers trapped in repetition compulsions, unequivocally hate us, hate their fathers, hate themselves. Unequivocally are set to be rid of all resistance and of us altogether, in a sense, by winnowing our numbers to the barest minimum.